The Mishnah in Megillah, Ein Koyrinus HaMegillah, V'loi Molin, V'loi Toivlin, V'chule, Ad Shetoni Tzachama. Mikra Megillah of the day is only from Neitzachama. The Mishnah fears always, V'kulan She'osu Misha'ol Amud HaShachar Kosher. V'di'eved, you're allowed to learn the Megillah from Alois HaShachar. L'chatchilo, the Mikra Megillah is only from Neitzachama. V'di'eved, it could be from Alois HaShachar. On the next Amid, you have Vaitra Mishnah, Kol Hayoim Kosher L'kriyas HaMegillah. Right, the Mishnah on Chofim and Aleph was explaining when the Zman starts, that L'chatchilo, the Zman of Kriya B'yoyim is from Neitzachama, but the evidence could be from Alois HaShachar. But until when could you lay in the Megillah? Kol Hayoim Kosher L'Mikra Megillah. And it's not just Mikra Megillah, there's a whole list over here. Kol Hayoim Kosher L'Kriyas Megillah, Kriyas Halal, Kriyas Shofar, Luluv, V'chule. The Sefer of the Mishnah, Kol Halayla Kosher L'Ktziras HaOymer L'Hokter Chalavim Ve'Vorim. Is that a klal? Dover shemitzvosi v'yoyim, kosher kol ha'yoyim. Dover shemitzvosi v'alayla, kosher kol ha'layla. The Mishnah doesn't say, kol ha'layla kosher l'mikra Megillah. The Mishnah says, kol ha'yoyim kosher l'mikra Megillah. And the previous Mishnah said, exactly when this man of Mikra Megillah is. And the Seif of the Mishnah says, kol ha'layla kosher l'ktziras ha'oymer u'lehektor chalovim ve'ivar. It doesn't say anything about Mikra Megillah. The yoyser, the seif of your zoyz, zeh klal. Kol dover shemitzvasi v'ayoyim kosher kol ayoyim. Kol dover shemitzvasi v'alayla kosher kol alayla. The Gemara says, what is it being marbe? The Gemara says it's marbe achilas psochim. What happened to Mikra Megillah of the layla? It's not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Rishonim already asked the kasha. The Mordche, Tosa Rosh, they say the ikar din kri is v'ayoyim. Hayomim ha'elu nizkarim v'nasim. We know that sudas purim she'osa b'alayla. The ikar din of Purim is Bayoin. Who had in the Kriya? The Asiya and the Zechira. Asiya is the mitzvahs of the Suuda and the Simcha, and Zechira is the din of Mikra Megillah. By both of them, it's a din. It's Be'ikar is Bayoin. The ik Avad is the mitzvah Balayla also. Chayiv Odom, Likaris is the Megillah Balayla, Velishnois of Bayoin. But the ikar mitzvah is Bayoin, and therefore the Mishnah only talks about Yoin. The Turiyevan takes this word a step further. The Turiyevan is Machadish. We know that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is not a Derabbanon. The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is a Divrei Kabbalah. It's Midivrei Kabbalah, which is on a higher madriga than a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan Ba'alma. Zok to Turi Evan, only the Kriyas HaMegillah of Yoim is Midivrei Kabbalah. Kriyas HaMegillah of Laila is only a D'Rabbanan. So therefore, the Mishnah didn't mention it. It's a lower level. In the Tshuvas Binyan Shloima, he goes even a step further, Grois HaChidushin, and he says, in the times of the Mishnah, Midine HaMishnah, there was no din of Mikra Megillah Balayla. Doesn't say it anywhere in the Megillah. Midine HaMishnah, there was only Mikra Megillah Bayoim. Aye, we know there's a Gemara in Daf Dalit. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chayev Odom Likaris as a Megillah Balayla, Vilishnoisa Bayoim, to lane it by night, and then a second time, Lishnoisa, a second time by day. That was in the times of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, in the times of the Amiroyim. Midine HaMishnah, there is no din of Mikra Megillah Balayla. A grois ufrais, Weizner Arai Mishnah, a grois chedushim over. But again, the Mishnah doesn't mention the din of Mikra Megillah Balayla. It's twice on the Chof, Sayyidim and Aleph, Sayyidim and Beis, talks about the Zmanim of Mikra Megillah of Yoim, that it's from a Neitzachamo or from a Leisa Shachar, and that it's kosher kol Yoim. It doesn't mention the Kriya of Laila. Taisa Rosh and the Mordechai say because it's not the Iker Chiv. Turi Evan goes a step further. It's not a Chiv of Divrei Kabbalah. It's only a Derabbanon, and that's why it's not in the Mishnah. In the Tshuvas Binyan Shloim state, Gor Grois Zachin. That Midine HaMishnah, there was no din of Mikra Megillah Balayla. Midine HaMishnah, there was only Mikra Megillah Bayoim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the bar, was more the Shmaifi, that was Machadish, Chayiv Odom Likaris as a Megillah Balayla, and also Velishnoisa Bayoim. The Mishnah says, and Azoyez Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Tafresh Peches, that this man of Kriya Bayoim is from Neitzachama. B'di'eved im karame alois ha'shachar yotze, which is a lot of dinim that are negeya only b'yoyim, that's the klal advarim, that l'chatchil it's only from Neitzachama, b'di'eved, even from alois ha'shachar. What about the Mikra Megillah of Laila? Till when can you do the Mikra Megillah of Laila? Zichar you could do until alois ha'shachar. I don't even know if there was a gezeri you should do it before chatzois. By Kriyashma there was a gezeri to do it before chatzois, alois shamanu by Mikra Megillah, azadin, mishlamas reason magdim le'mitzvahs, but it's still alois ha'shachar. The Morgan Avraham brings a sheet of the Sefer Amen Hagen that's medayik, that he's medayik, the Morgan Avraham, that you could even do it till Neitzachama. B'di'eved, you could do the Kriya of Laila until Netzach Rama. The Sefer Amon Hagen brings that if a person is Megayer on Leil Purim, after Alois HaShachar, okay, the Machzah Shekel already asks, you can't be Megayer person at night, we'll deal with the technical problems, but if a person is Megayer after Alois HaShachar on Leil Purim, he does not have to do the Kriya of Laila, only the Kriya of Yoim. Mogen Avram is Medayik, Vaisa, that's only by a Ger, but a regular person, the Mikra of Laila, the Kriya of Laila could be the Evid also go till Nates. The Mogen Avram himself is Shtar Choylik, he says the only time we ever find that after Alois HaShachar is called Laila is Lagabi Hilchas Kriyashma. In Hilchas Kriyashma, but the Evid, you're allowed to learn Kriyashma after Alois HaShachar. It's a Gansa Sugi there in Brochas Davches. And the reason is because by Kriyashma, it's not Tali in Yoim and Laila. Kriyashma is Tali in Bishach Bachov Kumecha, Bizman Shabani Adam Shoichvin, Bizman Shabani Adam Koyman. And there are people that are sleeping after Alois HaShachar. I'm a Vesnish, but there are people that are sleeping still after Alois HaShachar until. Till Mishin Yakir, till Nates, mention Shlofenach. Noch dem nicht, then it's Zman Kima. Oh, but in Mikra Megillah, what's that? There should be a dinner, go till Nates Achama, Loishamanu. The only time we find that Laila stretches past the Loisha Shachar is in Ilchis Kriyashma. But the Morgan Avram brings this Sefer Amon Hagen that holds that no, that the Kriya of Laila could go till Nates. I saw that someone wanted to say a Chiddush. We talked about before the question why the Mishnah didn't say the Kriya of Laila. We said three Mahalchim. A build-up. Why the Mishnah doesn't mention the Mikra of Laila? Because it's only a Rabbanon, because it's Bechlal not Medina Mishnah. It's less of a Chiv. It was a different Mahalach to say, you know why the Mishnah didn't mention it? Because the Mishnah is mentioning things that are kosher kol ha-Laila, that are only kosher till Alois HaShachar. Oh, but since Mikra Megillah, the Sefer Amon Hagen is saying it's kosher even till Nates, it didn't want to say it in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is only mentioning things that are kosher ba-Laila, that are going till Alois HaShachar. Mikra Megillah, Azoiz Medoyik, and the Sefer Amon Hagen, that it's even till Nates. And therefore, that's the reason why it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. It's not a riot to this story. We have other reasons why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. That's all I think about Zog. Yeah, they talk about that. Yeah. I was thinking, interesting, Ha'ara. If a person didn't lay at the Megillah Balayla, and now it's Alois HaShachar, L'chayre, if he come out, he could lay the Megillah once, and he's Yotze both Chiyuvim. According to Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, "Beferish b'diavet from Alois, you're already yoytze the Kriya of Yoim." According to the Sefer Amenogam, the Morgan Avram brings, "B'diavet, you're still yoytze the Kriya of Laila." Ha, you talking as Azach, a person lanes Megillah once between Alois and Nates, and he's going to be yoytze both of them. Even by Kriyashma, the Gemara that it talks about laning Kriyashma b'diavet from Alois and laning Kriyashma b'diavet after Alois for the Laila, it says if you lane twice between Alois and Nates, you chap one for the day, one for the night. Of Arayin gechapt one Mikra Megillah, and you get both. Of Lechayra Arayin gechapt. Unless you say no, the din is chayiv adam likrois balayla v'lishnois v'yoyim. It's muzan atzveitemol. Chapin arayin ein mikra megillah in his man, in his man between Alois and Nates. I'm sure some of the oilim is machmer to try to chap arayin both chayivim of Purim. Maybe we'll talk about that afterwards. But I was mesupik. If a person is in a prozi, and he missed the kriya of Laila, is there an inyan, he's still going to do the kriya of yoyim. Is there an inyan that he should dafka go on vertzach hamukif? Alright, happened. The din of Chayiv Adam Likrois Balayla. Is he Mechoyiv Veren Amukif? Because that's clear. If you miss the Kriya of Laila, as I pass in most of the Poiskim, if you miss the Kriya of Laila, you don't lay twice by the day. Can't make it up. Even though it's Velashnois of Yom, it's only the Tzveitamol is by day. You can't, if you miss the Kriya, the Taz brings, the Poiskim bring. If you miss the Kriya of Laila, you don't make it up twice by the day. What would be, is there an Indian that a person should Veretzach Amukif if he already Al Sprozi missed the Laila. I don't know how he pulled that off. It's first, the first day only, but a guy missed the Laila of Prozi. The Gemara says, we mentioned it already, Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Likreis Es HaMegillah Balaila V'Lishnoisa Bayoim. So the very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, when Rabbi Shua ben Levi said this Memra, the Bnei HaYeshiva thought that it means L'didim Afarish L'minei the Rabbi Chiyah Baraba. No, earlier it says, "Sovra mina lemikre balayla ulemisna masnisin didobi yamama." The Bnei Yeshiva thought there was a Ernst Havamina that Rabbi Shua ben Levi meant chayiv adam likroi says a megillah balayla mikra megillah you do by night v'lishnoisa bayoyin by the day you learn the mishnayis mesech the megillah until they have slugged him. Rabbi Chiya Baraba said, "No, that's not what it means. Lishnoisa is not a lashon of mishneh of mishnayis. It's a lashon of double." That you laned it once and now you laned it a second time a day. But the Bnei Yeshiva had this Havamina. They thought that the din is Mikra Megillah is Balayla, And by day you do mishnayis. You know, what's the pshat that they thought you do mishnayis? Chavitracht, efshir their hair. What did these bnei yeshiva thought? We know that by Matan Torah they were mekavalei marke gigas. And afterwards by Purim was kaimu v'kiblu, masha kiblu kvar, they were mekabel ba'ava. The Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Noach, Be'emes there's a stira. On one hand it says, kavalei marke gigas. But on the other hand it says, nasa v'nishma. There's many different mahalchim, maybe we'll talk about separately. But the Medrash Tanchuma says, in Parshas Noach, that the kavalei marke gigas was on Torah Shebiksav. The Nasev Nishma was on Tereshev Alpeh. Kum Dechoysef, by Purim, there was a Hadar Kibluah to be misakin on the Mikan Vaidol Rabbalei Raisa. Avos is given the Hadar Kibluah, according to the Medrash Tanchuma, Be'ikr, on Tereshev Alpeh. On Tereshev Iksav, there was already a Nasev Nishma. The Ikr Uftu of Purim was on the Hadar Kibluah for Tereshev Alpeh. So the Ikr is Tereshev Alpeh, so the Bnei Yeshiva, they thought that Balailo, which is not the Ikr Chiv anyways, is Mikra Megillah, and by day, you have none of the Mishnais. That's what they thought. That's the Pshat, and they're Havamina. They thought this Indian you have to do Mishnayis. Fregen the Achroinim, the Turi Evin, the Rishash. How could the Bnei Yeshiva think that the din is Mikra Megillah's Balayla, and that by day you learn Mishnayis? It's a Toya B'Dvar Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Dafchof two Mishnayis. We mentioned them already. Kol Hayoyim Kosher the Mikra Megillah. Ein Koyrin is the Megillah. Elam is Netzachama. Tzvei Mishnayis. Can someone close the door? Tzvei Mishnayis that say that the Chi of Mikra Megillah is by Yoin. So how could these Bnei Yeshiva think that the din of Mikra Megillah is only Balayla, and that by Yoin you only learn Mishnayis? It doesn't say Kol HaYoin Kosher Lelimud Mishnayis Shel Megillah. Beferish Mishnah. Zok Turei Evin. These Bnei Yeshiva, they have had a new Masechta Megillah till Dafchof. They got that far. They weren't on Dafdalet still. They knew the Mishnah. Now they thought that maybe the Mishnah is going in a case when the guy didn't lay in by night. They thought that Avada the Ikr Chiv is taka likrois balaylo and to learn the Mishnayis by day. That's really what they thought. And the Mishnah that says that you have to read the Megillah by day is going for a person that didn't lay in the Megillah by night. For him, he has to lay in the Megillah by day. Tashlumen. We said before there's no Tashlumen. They thought there's a din Tashlumen. Frekter Rishash. Apella, that's the teretz. The Mishnah that says Kriyas Megillah Bayoyim is only in Anukimta when the person didn't lane at night. So first of all, the Mishnah says that you have to lane only from Neitzachama. From Alaysa Shachar, it's only Bidiyevit. Why? Adrabah, the best thing is to lane by night and then do Mishnayis by day. If it's now Alaysa Shachar, lane once. Now really it's lane once, not like I said before. Lane once. Memorashach, you're not even sure what Alaysa Shachar is. It's Nai, Laila, it's Yoyim. If it's still Laila, Hasarayim, you have to Ikerdin of Kriya Balaila. If it's already Yoyim, so you did Yoyim. What's the episode? You have to wait till Netzachama. Unless it's a Pesek Darga, he doesn't say this, but it's a Darga like Ven Ashmoshes. It's Lo Yoyim Veloy Laila, it's a new Metzias. The Laila has to show in far past, and Yoyim, it's still not Lechatchil Yoyim. But as I affect the Rishash. But there's also another Kash. I saw Rav Shlomo Kluger and Chochma Shlomo asks, the Mishnah doesn't say Kol HaLaila Kosher LeMikra Megillah. It only says Yoyim. So what's going on over here? You're telling me that a regular person is supposed to do Kriyas Megillah by Yoyim, by Laila, and Mishnayis by day. And if he missed Kriyas Megillah by Laila, then he doesn't do Mishnayis. He should still do Mishnayis. What, you only do Mishnayis if you already did Kriyas Megillah by night? We were masber that fakir, there's an ikr din that a person is supposed to do Mishnayis. We said a hezber, because Torah Shabbal Peh. So we should lose out on that if he didn't do Mikra Megillah by night. So l'chor, it's very shver. What was the havmin of these Bnei Yeshiva? Okay, it's taka very shver. Levada the maskona is chayv adam likros yasa Megillah ba balayla v'lishnoisa bayoyim. Now we said before why the Mishnah didn't mention the Kriya of Laila. So we said bahadrogo terutzim. The Marduch and the Tosa Rosh say because the ikr chiyav is yoyim. The Turi Evin says even vayter the Kriya of Laila is only the Rabbanon. The Binyan Shloima went even further. Midine haMishnah there was no din of Kriyas Laila. It's a chiddush of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Now I saw in a sefer he brought that the Turi Evin, he quotes the Turi Evin like the Binyan Shloim. He quotes the Turi Evin that says that the Kriyas Laila is not Midine HaMishnah. And the Chor, it's mamish not true. Avada, the Turi Evin is saying it was Midine HaMishnah, it was only the Rabbanah. It's only the Binyan Shloim was the one that was Mechadish, the Moirud HaKechidish, that it's not Midine HaMishnah. And the emes is, if you hold now, I'm going to start a shtikla, a cheshbin. The emes is that L'chayra, I found the Beferish Turi Evin that Avada Midine HaMishnah there was a din of Mikra Megillah. I'm going to halt in a cheshman like this. Turi Evin frekta kasha. Sudas Purim shel osa balayla lo yotzei dechay vasei. Frekta Turi Evin. Why do you can't you do the Suda at Laila? In Kol Dinei Hayomtif, always the Yomtif already starts by night. What, Purim only starts by day? It's not Purim by night, it's a special din of... Why isn't there a Suda by Laila? So he starts clearing a room, he says, maybe you'll tell me, the Yomtif of Purim doesn't start till the daytime. So he says, I have a Raya Nishtazai. Her good. There's a Mishnah... In the second parak, in the beginning of the second parak, Hayakoisva Vidarsha Umagia. If a person was writing a Megillah, and he was in the middle of darshaning it and writing it and fixing it up, and of course as he's writing the Megillah, he's looking into a different Megillah, so he's laying the Megillah as he's going along. If he was Mechavan as he's doing it, he's really trying to write a Megillah, but as he's writing it, he reads each word. You have to have Kavan. The Mishnah is talking about someone that was writing a Megillah. Fret the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah. How can he write a Megillah on Purim? It's Osir b'malacha. It says in the Megillah, Yimei Mishte v'simcha v'yom toiv. Mishte melamed she'osir b'tzoyim. V'simcha melamed she'osir b'hespid. V'yom tif melamed she'osir b'asiyas malacha. Din midibre kabbalah. Yoin mishte simcha v'yom tif. There's a din of midibre kabbalah isir malacha on Purim. Now the emphasis is, the Bavli says that we don't hold of this din. Afterwards, later in the pasuk, it just says, Yimei Mishteh v'simcha. They were never makabal on themselves Isser Malacha. They were only makabal on themselves Isser Tzoyim and Isser Hesped. But they were never makabal on themselves Isser Malacha. And Azay Ladin and Shulchan Aruch, we don't have Isser Malacha. But it's a machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that there's an Isser Malacha on Purim. Yimei Mishteh v'simcha v'yontav. Fret the Yerushalmi. How could a person be writing a Megillah? It says if you're writing a Megillah and you're laying it at the same time, if you have Kavanah, how is he writing a Megillah on Purim? It's Asur b'malacha. Azoy frekt, the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi answer? The Yerushalmi answers, Hocha b'mayaskinon on a Purim Mishulish in Yerushalayim, and you're laying the Megillah on Friday, and vice versa, the Yerushalmi holds, that on Purim Mishulish, even though you're laying the Megillah on Friday, over the Isser Malacha of Purim is on Shabbos. In Prozim, not in Prozim, the Iker day is Friday, the Isser Malacha is Friday. But in Yerushalayim, where Tesvav is Shabbos, so the Isser Malacha of Purim, the Isser Malacha of Purim is on Shabbos, Yom Tov Shechal B'Shabbos, yeah. But the Kriyas Megillah is Friday. And that's the case, how a person's writing a Megillah. You're asking, how is it Shaykh, a person's writing a Megillah, it's Isser Malacha? It's going in a case of a Purim Mishulish, and it's in Yerushalayim, he's writing this Megillah on Friday, but there's no Isser Malacha. That's the Yerushalmi's Teretz, how it's Shaykh. Ksivas Megillah on Purim. Frek the Turi Evan, if you'll tell me that the Isser Malacha of Purim is only by day, you're clearing that, the Suda is only by day, maybe the Isser Malacha is only by day. So what was the Yerushalmi's Kasha B'chlal? Why didn't the Yerushalmi's Zet sign the Mishnah that you're writing a Megillah by night, and you've been Yaitz in the Mikra Megillah of nighttime? Zakta Turiyev and Shmami, no, the Yerushalmi didn't answer like that. Is a raya, because the Isser Malacha is even by night. If you learn that the din of Kriyas Megillah Balayla wasn't Yidini HaMishnah, it was only Nischadish afterwards in the time of Rabbi Yeshua Balevi, like the Ben Yishlami, the Turiyev and Hanish converter, there was no Kriyas Megillah of Layla in the times of the Mishnah. If the Turiyev and Shparadois that there's Isser Malacha even Balayla, it's because he never done, they've added this Kriyas Megillah Balayla, Yidini HaMishnah. Maybe it's the Rabbana, but there's a Kriyas Megillah. Frekta, so why didn't Zetzain Ksivas Megillah there? Teretz is because it's Asim Malacha then also, you're not going to get anything. And then he goes back to his Kasha, which we have to talk about separately. So if the Isser Malacha already starts by night, and there's a Kriyas Megillah by night, why is the Suda only by day? Maybe we'll have to put that Kasha on the side. That's a problem. Why is the Suda only by day? But again, what do we have here so far? We have this Yerushalmi that asked, how was the Shaykh Ksivas Megillah? And the Teretz was, it was a Purim Shulish. And we asked, why didn't you set the name Balayla? Because it's Isser Malacha Balayla. Frekta or Sameach. Another Kash. Why couldn't the Yerushalmi set sign? The case was, the case of the Mishnah that he's writing a Megillah, was it was on a Kforim that pushed off the Megillah all the way to the Yom HaKnisa, to Yir Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Avada, when the Bnei HaKforim laying on Yir Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, they don't have Isser Malacha. Purim is Avada, Yadalim still. I mean, there's a lot of things you have to know about the Kfarim. When did they do Shalachmonis? When did it do the Kriya of Laila? That's interesting, if there's such a thing as Kriya of Laila. When did the Kfarim do that? And during the day, they come into the city. When did they do the Kriya of Laila? Maybe they don't have Kriya of Laila. That's a separate shmuz. Oh, but this Nakuda, the Isra Malacha, there's no Isra Malacha in Kfarim. So why can't the Gemara say the case of the Mishnah, Hayakaisav Isra Megillah, was in a Kfar? It's on Yud Aleph Adar, and they pushed it off to Monday and Thursday. If it's Yud Aleph, they pushed it from Thursday. Yud Aleph was a Sunday. It's Yud Aleph. And they pushed it to Thursday. And there's no Isra Malacha, and he's writing the Megillah. Zokter Sameach, Zokter Meshech Chochma, actually. The Yerushalmi knew you can't assign the Mishnah like that. Megillah Shaloi Bizmana, when a Kfar lands on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis Yud Gimel, Megillah Shaloi Bizmana Tzorach Asorah. Megillah Shaloi Bizmana needs a minion. Koisev is a Megillah means the guy's on his own private thing, writing a Megillah and reading it as he's going along. The Mishnah's not going in the case of Tzibur. That's why Yerushalmi wasn't able to Zetzanayim by Kfar. That's Adkan Divrei HaMeshech Chochma. Nor Asif Meir Amoyer Dike Chiddush Yedua that the Minig Yerushalayim is when it's a Purim Mishulish or Minig of Ulmukofen, the Olam is noyed to be Machmer that even ladies that hear Megillah should hear it with a minion. Chotch, a minion of ladies, a minion of Tanim, a minion. Because of the Klal of Megillah Shaloi Bizman Etzara Chasara, and they name on a Chiddush that on, in a Mukaf, when they push it off to Friday in a Purim Mishulish, it's called Megillah Shaloi Bizman, and it needs a minion. As long as the Olam is noyed that they don't lay for Yechidim on Purim Mishulish. He says the Yerushalmi didn't want a Zetzerayin in a Kfar because in a Kfar you need a minion and the Mishnah is going without a minion. And what did the Yerushalmi answer? That the Mishnah is going to Purim Mishulish. Is Toichan Dvarim it's the word of Arsameh, the Meshech Chochman Amzon, not like that. That you don't need a minion by Purim Mishulish. Because it's not called Megillah Shaloi Bizmana. Now, it's interesting because there's no Isra Malacha. The whole Cheshman here was that the Isra Malacha on a Purim Mishulish is on Shabbos. But it's still categorized as Megillah Shaloi Bizmana. It's Gepaskan and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Reish Pei Tes that an Isha cannot be Moitzi an Ish in Mikra Megillah. Noshim are also Chayiv, Afein Hoi Boisei Anes, but an Isha can't be Moitzi an Ish. What's the reason? It's the Makaris from a Bahag. So it's Gepaskan and Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Oimrim, that an Isha is Chayiv, but you can't be Moitzi an Ish. There's three reasons I saw brought down. What's this Yisoid? Why an Isha can't be Moitzi an Ish? Some Rishonim say Toisus in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. It's a bezoyin. It's zila b'milsa, meaning it's not mamish liikuva. But the Eved Mistamashi he's yaitza if he hears from her. But it's not mechubed. The Turei Eved goes with a ganza mahalach. The Turei Eved is machadish that men are chayiv in Megillah midivrei Kabbalah. Ladies are only chayiv midrabbanon as afen ayavaisenes. So it's a lower level of a chayiv. Men are chayiv midivrei Kabbalah. Ladies are only mechuyev midirabonon. Loi osi dirabonon umoitzi divrei kabbalah. And with this, they answer a lot of kashas. L'moshel, there's a famous kasha from Rabbi Kiveger. It says umishloyach monis ish lireyeyu. So how can we say ladies are also chayiv? And tofrei sadi hey, it's kapasman. Ladies are also chayiv in shalach monis. It says beferish mishloyach monis ish lireyeyu. The teretz is in a chanami. The divrei kabbalah of the megillah is mishloyach monis ish lireyeyu. Only men. Oh, but ladies have a chiyuv mid the rabbanon. Afhein oyi ba'isenei says mechayedem and mishloach manas also. There's a the rabbanon the chiyuv of mishloach manas. But the divrei kabbalah is only on men, and that's why a lady can't be mitzi a man. So that's another reason why a lady can't be mitzi a man. If you lem on that the kriya of laila is only a the rabbanon, or another dogma on a purim mishulish in Yerushalayim. Where really the Divrei Kabbalah was laying at Tezvav, nor Gzeira of Shem Yel of Daram has pushed it off to Friday, it's before it's only a Chiv Durabbanon. In Yerushalayim, it's possible, first of all, a Ben Yerushalayim shouldn't lay for a Ben Prozi on a Purim Mishulish, because he's only Mechayim Durabbanon, the Ben Prozi is Mechayim Duraisa. And also, if I care, a lady, maybe it could be Yaitzi a man in that case, because they're both Durabbanon. But then there's the Mahalach of the Bahag. The Bahag learns, there's a Yisoy from the Bahag, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the next Sif, that ladies are only Mechoyev in Shmias Megillah. Men are Mechoyev in Kriyas Megillah. But ladies are only Mechoyev in Shmias Megillah. After the Kach HaNafkamino, a lady should only say the Bracha, the Nusach HaBracha should be different. Lishmoya, not Al Mikro Megillah, when a lady lanes for herself, or even when someone lanes for a lady, the Bracha is Lishmoya. Because ladies are only Mechoyev in Shmias. Now, if you learn that ladies are only mechayiv in shmiya, that could be, and if Lashitasi, it's both a bahag, that's the reason why Isha can't be mighty in Ish. Because an Isha is mechayiv even in Isha is mechayiv only in shmiya, and a man is mechayiv in kriya. So that's two bahags that are Lashitasi. That the chayiv of Isha is only shmiya, that's why the Nusach HaBrach is Lashmoya, and that also could be the head why Isha can't be mighty in Ish. What's the uptight of a Zazach that an Isha is only mechayiv in shmiya, and a man is mechayiv even in kriya? What is this new din kriya that only a man has? So I saw it in Achrayim, Marcheshes says Myrick about this, other Achrayim, various as Beirim, you could say, what it means that a man is mechuyev in kriya. One is, we know the Gemara asks, why there's no halal on Purim? And the Gemara gives three turitzim, but one of the turitzim why there's no halal on Purim is kriyosuzu halila. The Mikra Megillah is a shtik halal. Kenzayin, the halal dikadin is only for men. So this says, the din of Megillah is shmiya. And that men and ladies are shavim. There's nochadin from halal. A different nusach I saw is that efshet is a din noisif in Mikra Megillah that has to do with zechiras Amalek. We know that there are a few places in Tanakh where it mentions Amalek, and if you realize, we lay in all of them the next few past in these few days. In Parshas Beshalach we lay in on Purim. Parshas Kiseitze we lay in on Shabbos Zohar. In Shmuel is the haftorah of Parshas Zohar, and then Megillah says that those are the four places where it's mentioned Amalek, and we lay in all of them these days. So Ken Zayin, it's a Mechiyas HaMolek Tekedin, and that's already not for now, but there's a whole shmuz if Noshem are Mechiyiv and Mechiyas HaMolek. If we'll name on that Noshem aren't Mechiyiv and Mechiyas HaMolek, Ken Zayin, that's the pshat, that the din of Megillah is Shmiya. There's a din noisif of Kriya als HaMolek. That's only on men. A third nusach I saw is that it's a din Kriya HaTorah Azah. The same it is Gedorim of Kriya HaTorah, it's only Chiyiv on men. The Mikra Megillah is not a Kriya HaTorah Tekedin. So that's the uptight of the Bahag. There's a din Shmiya, which is Shoveh Ba'anoshim V'noshim. There's a din noisaf of kriya. The din noisaf of kriya is either a halal, or it's a kriya, it's a toira, or it's a mochemes amalek. Versus only zayin, it's a din only in men. The marcheshes though wants to be mechadish that this din noisaf of kriya is only by yoyim. Balayla, you don't have the din noisaf. Balayla, therefore, he wants to say that a lady could be moitzi a man. What he doesn't say is that Balayla, even men, should make a Nusach HaBrach of Lishmoya Megillah. That he doesn't say. It's a shtikl ha'ora. If he's saying that the din Noisif of Kriya is only by Yoyim. Unless you say there's a lay plug on the Nusach HaBrach by men, because by day, which is the Igra Chiyiv, there's going to be a din Kriya, so the Nusach HaBrach stays Shove even for night. Vashenkin by Noshim, that are always only Chayiv and Shmiya, by them the Nusach HaBrach is. But it's Grace HaChadush, when the Marchesha says that by Yoyim, by Balayla, men and ladies are Shove, because by men and ladies are both only the din of Shmiya. The din kriya, the din noisif of a molek or kriya or halal, that's only by day. How you talking about the nusach habrach is not lishmoya balayla? Now noshim achayiv, we said already, maybe only in shmiya, because afhein hoyibois anes. There's a machloikis Rashi in Tosis in a few places in Shas. What does it mean afhein hoyibois anes? Does it mean because they were saved, or does it mean because they caused the nes? Esther was the goyim of the nes. So there's a machtas ashekel, there's a shaila in Shulchan Aruch, whether avodim or chayiv in Mikra Megillah. There's a girsa that says only avodim is shechurorim. Avodim aren't mechayiv in Mikra Megillah. Zot the machtas ashekel, it's totally in this shaila. If afhein hoyib oisaneis means because they were saved, so avodim were also saved. Mistoma Haman wanted to kill all the avodim of the Yid also. And Eved Kanani of the Yid has a din of the psahal of the Yid. Right? That means Derech Agav that Haman wanted to kill himself. Because he was an Eved of Achashverosh. I once heard that's the pshat. Homan menatara minayin, there's many pshatim, but there's a pshat, homan menatara minayin, hamina eitza zeh chalta, the Gemara Chulin. The pshat is the same way the Nochash was willing to bring in the chet eitza das, even though he knew he himself was going to die. Homan also wants to kill all the Yidden, even though he knows he himself is going to die. He's an Eved of a Yid. He wants to kill himself also. Thomas Navshi and Plishtim. So that's Homan is an Eved. But if the mitzvah is who caused the nes, Zok the Machzah Shekel, the Nes was caused by Yidei Esther, it wasn't caused by Yidei Avodim. Avodim don't have Afein Oyev Esenes. Nor Mekhen Shrach, and after Purim Dik, over the Nes was caused by Yidei Neved, it was caused by Yidei Haman. Haman is the Eved, the Nes was caused by Yidei Avodim. Now I had a Shiloh, what, it's a Shkahar on the Machzah Shekel, what's going to be by androgynous? If androgynous, it's a Machlaik, it's what it is, but if it's not a Zohar or a Kev, it's a Min Bifnei Atzmoy, why is androgynous Chayiv and Megillah? Bishlem, if Afein Oyev Oisaneis means they were saved, Haman wanted to kill all the androgynouses he didn't know. So they're also Jewish. He wanted to kill them, Avada. But if Afein Oyev Oisaneis means who caused the nes, and androgynous is a Mimbefnei Atzmoy, we don't, Loishamana, that an androgynous caused the nes. And if androgynous is not, again, not a suffix zarchan ekev, it's a new bria, why would androgynous be chayv? Yeah, we said that there's a din halel in the Megillah also. Maybe only by yoyim, but a chelik of the din, kriyasa zu halila, the Gemara says. You do on the famous chiddush of the Me'iri says if someone is found in a place where he doesn't have a Megillah, so if he doesn't have a Megillah, chach, say halel, and he says he should say halel. Most of the Rishonim are chaylik, but that's the chiddush of the Me'iri, that if a person doesn't have a Megillah, at least he should say halel. Chach be mekayim, the halel din. You know, achav gamol getrach, grois chiddushim. But if a man heard Kriyas Megillah from a lady, according to one of the Hezbarim, we said, when he heard the Kriyas Megillah from a lady, he was betzem yoytzi the din shmiya. Because in the din shmiya, the man and the lady are shav. So she was moitzi in the din shmiya. Vos felt him, nor the din kriya. So again, talking halal. First listen to a late Kriyas of a lady, and then you could say halal, like this Me'iri. Su grois achidushim, zogin azaba. Abazoykam techezben. Most of Shayim Acholik, Abad, it's not the same halal. It's not the same chef to the halal. The Mefarshim explained that it's taka not the same halal. If it's taka halal, why don't we say the regular halal? The halal of Megillah is to say the Megillah. Because this is a whole vart of a Rafurna talks about it. That the Nes of Purim is a Nes Nister. The halal of Purim is to say the Megillah, to say the story, to go through step by step the story. It's not the halal of halal. But the Me'iri says nothing like that. The Me'iri says you don't have a Megillah, Chachazog halal. I'm all ahead of her. The Gemara says if you carry the Megillah, the Mafreya, lo yotza. And it brings him a card. 2 lines later, the Gemara says, Hallel, you can't say the Mafreya. And the Gemara brings a separate Makar. Mimizrach Hashem, Eshad Mavoyeh. Fregech Ha'ara. Why do you need a separate Makar? That Megillah can't be said, Lamafreya. Anybody's a Megillah can't be said, Lamafreya. It means Hallel. So you'll tell me, it's an Afkamina for Noshim. Noshim don't have the Hallel of the Kedim. No. Amolach of Gitracht, Ateret, Tesach of Gitracht, Purim Boy Bayoyim, during the Mikra Megillah, Gitracht Achidish. By the Seres B'nei Homen, you have to be very careful when you're saying Vice, that's the last name. Ve'es, it's gematria oror, but when you're saying the 10 ve'eses, you have to be very careful. B'neshim ha'achas, right? And the emes, Haman had a lot of more sons. Haman had 200 and something sons, but the Megillah couldn't say all the names because then you wouldn't be able to do B'neshim ha'achas. So it said 10. It said 10 sons. So you're saying the Seres B'nei Haman, you have to be very careful as you're saying the ve'es to each time say the right ve'es. If you skip to a different ve'es, you have to say, you can't learn Baal Peh, learn from the Megillah, and you have to make sure you're saying the right one. Klerich, if there would be no din that the Megillah has to be, it shouldn't be the Mafreya. The only reason it can't be the Mafreya is mitzad din halal shaboy. So then you'd be able to focus your eyes on one of the ve'eses and say the same every time. Say the same ve'es. You said every word of the Megillah. You said it in the right order. And as the zogin of halal, you said it in the right order. You didn't read the right ve'eses. No, you have to read all the ve'eses. But you could. I made a mistake. Not you. Just focus on the same one. But you have to say all 10. But you don't have to say them in order. You can, your eyes could look at different ve'eses as you're going along. Alas, the lamafreya of halal has to be this in the right order. And as the din of the Megillah, if there wouldn't be a special din that you need lamafreya and Megillah also, it would be gefeld in the ve'es. Efshe. In the din of Mukif, it's Yidua, there's a famous Ramban in the beginning of Masechta Megillah. The Ramban asks, interesting lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban writes, Ma ro'u al kocha umohi gia aleihem. Lasois hevel, it's lashon of the pasuk in the Megillah. Lasois hevel bein prozim lemukofen. What's the inyan that they made a separate day? So first he explains because the prozim were in a bigger sakana, and they had a bigger mechayiv to make a zeichel and ace, and then afterwards they made a separate takana for the mukafim. The Chassam Sofer writes that they had to make it 2 separate days. It would be bittul Torah. There would be somewhere without Torah and Gansan. The Torah had to split it up. Amalach and Gitrachta uptaich. Everyone talks that the union of Purim is Achdus. Right? Yeshnei Am Echad Mefuzer Mefurid Bein Amim, and we daven the tikkun for that as Meshloach Monas. It should be Achdus. Dafka on the day the Shpitz Achdus is to show it on separate days. And Efshid is Likdo Yesh Dvorim Begav that we're trying to show you that people think the Achdus V'Zayin but all of it gain exactly the way I am. And I love that. Es kan sein Taka Prozim and Mukaf Nish can steer it to the Achdus. Now the Emes that's the whole sugya of the Lois is going to do the Gemara and Yevamis Klares how could it be that you do it on separate days? Zok the Meshech Chochma the Pasuk says Divrei Sholem Ve'emes. If it's Divrei Sholem Ve'emes Lashes Es Yimei Shnei Apurim Eilu. If it's Divrei Sholem Ve'emes then there's no problem, it's not going to come to Lois is going. Of B'cholif, and we have a din that a Mukif has separate Gedorim. A Mukif has separate Gedorim. There's a minchas chinuch. He talks about the din of shiluach machanos, moir de kechidish. We know that all the cities that are mukaf choyma have special kedusha. All the cities that are mukaf choyma, not just Yerushalayim, all the cities in Eretz Yisrael that are mukaf choyma have special kedusha. Lagavi tuma mitzoyra can't go into them. Be'emes hu adin tayabik chidish kachim kalim. There's shittas in the Rishonim that hold kachim kalim not only has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Kachim kalim could be eaten in any mukaf. You can eat kachim kalim in Akko. No, it's not negeya, because if you take it out of Yerushalayim, it's nifs will be yotze, so you can't get it there. Oh, but be'etzim, the din achilas kachim kalim could be eaten in any mukaf. It's lav dafka din Yerushalayim. So no shittas in Rishonim. So there's a din of mukaf. Now, in the din of kedushas mukaf, in a mukaf in Yerushalayim, we eat ma'aser sheni, we eat kachim kalim. There's a shayla in the sukkah in the Gemara, gagin va'aliyas niskachu, or gagin va'aliyas loy niskachu. Maybe only the first floor. The rooftops, the second floor, doesn't have a din of kedushas mukaf. Lagabi achilas kachim, lagabi. All the dinam of kedushas mukaf. Klares din minchas chinuch. In the din of Megillah, that a mukaf lands on Tesvav, and not on Yadalit, do we say that it, even in the gagin va'aliyas? Or no, the same way lagabi other dinam of mukaf, it's not in gagin va'aliyas. Who had the mikra Megillah of Mukif is not in Gagan Valias. A suffix in the Minchas Chinuch. Frektzach Apliya. The Velt Frekt Apliya. The Minchas Chinuch is clearing if on a rooftop in a second floor the Yelein mikra Megillah in Yerushalayim on Tezvav. It's not worse than Samach Venira. In Har Nof you say Megillah on Tezvav because it's Samach Venira. So on the roof of Esha Torah you're not going to say on Tezvav. On the first floor in Hanovia, on the roof of Esha Torah, it's not worse than Samach Venera. What's the Minchas Chinuch clearing? So someone told me a teretz yesterday. He said it was more than a mil. It was very high. It was ich probier yad yor machen a nay teretz of the kasha. Of this is from talking to Samach Tess is that it was a 100-story building. It was more than a mil. You can't even see. It's not Samach. It's not near. Those are the file was read the Minchas Chinuch. No, but the Or of Ad is a gepsay. It's a festa Or. So ich habe gemolde trach the teretz azoy. First of all, in the Gedorim of Somach Venera, what if you take it, don't see the Mukif? All you see is the Gag. Meaning, I'm going to say through to me that Avada in the Gag itself, you mechuyiv. It's Somach Venera. But it's a Nafkamina if the Gag has a din of Mukif. Nafkamina, if you're far away, all you see is the Gag. Is that called Nira to the Mukif? Or Rav Trach Nocha Teretz. In Yerushalayim, before Tov Shin Chav Zayin, there was no Asor Batlonim in Yerushalayim. There was no Yidden in Yerushalayim in the Mukif. Zero Yidden. We know a din in Megillah says you need to have a Sara Batlonim. Now Shitas Toisvis, Rav Rishonim, Azoyiv Dipaskin and Shulchan Aruch, that you only need a Sara Batlonim in a prozi. A Mukif doesn't need a Sara Batlonim. In a Mukif, if it was a Mukif, Mimaisi Shuva, but no, done deal. You don't need a Sara Batlonim. But Shitas Haramban is that a Mukif also needs a Sara Batlonim. If it doesn't have a Sara Batlonim, it doesn't have a din Mukif. So according to the Ramban, what do you do in Yerushalayim before Tavshin Chav Zayin? There's no Asara Batlonim. Again, this is not Halacha L'maisa, because in Shulchan Aruch says you don't need Asara Batlonim. But Lo Yitun Amban, you need Asara Batlonim. A Mukif also needs Asara Batlonim. And I don't know if this is Negei L'Halacha either, but according to the Ramban, I was Mesupik, if Shushan, you know, the din is Shushan wasn't Mukif M'maisa Shuvah Benun. Or but Shushan Be'etzen, Kach Kavu, that the Nes was there. Shushan needs Asara Batlonim, like the Ramban. If there's no Asara Batlonim in Shushan. Some of there isn't. In Shushan, it needs Asara Batlonim. Definitely clear. But according to the Ramban, all that the Mukif needs Asara Batlonim. So the shaila was, there was no Asara Batlonim. What's like the Ramban? So there was a big tumult in the Achronim. Again, Shulchan Aruch says anyways you don't need, but like the Ramban, they said, there's no Asara Batlonim in the Yerushalayim in the Mukif, but there's Asara Batlonim in the Samach Venira. Maybe it's enough that he has Asara Batlonim in the Samach Venira. But this is a Lomdash shaila. Is the pshat, first you need to have a Mukif, and a Mukif has a Tanai that there was a Achronim in the Yeshua, and that there's Asara Batlonim. After you establish that it's a Mukif, the din of a mukif is that even Samach Venera to the mukif lanes. But it has to first be established as a mukif. And you can't use the Asar Batlonim from the Samach Venera to Shtelzu. Oidil Manat, the Asar Batlonim in the Samach Venera could goofa be mashlam. It's a shailer of Tzipesach Frank, Rat of the Mandarin. If you'll say that the Asar Batlonim have to be in the mukif itself, hab min anayib shan and the minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch wants to know if you have a mukif that doesn't have Asar Batlonim, all the Batlonim went up to the rooftop. So the batlonim are on the roof. There's no batlonim in the mukif. Does that have a din of a mukif with a din of samach venera? On the tzad that you need the batlonim in the mukif itself, clears the minchas chinuch. Maybe the gagan valis be'etzem has a din of mukif and doesn't have to come on to the din of samach venera. for those that want, we'll be mamshich now binyani agoda on Purim. The shir b'halach is over. We're going to go right now in Adalas Pasuach. We're going to be mamshich a little bit in binyani agoda. There's a Gemara in Beitza, Daf Tesvov, Omid Beis. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon, Horoitza Sheyiskaimu Nechosov Yita Bohen Ador, Shenemar Ador Bamorim Hashem. If someone wants his nechosim to be matzliach, he should plant an ador. Zokt Rashi, if a person, let's say, has a field, and who's going to know if it's his field? Maybe ganovim will come, maybe people won't realize that it's his field. The eighth is to plant an ador. An ador is a special kind of a tree, that now that you planted this tree in the field, the whole soda is nikras al shmoy. It became the soda of that ador. And then it will be nikras al shmoy, and people will realize it's yours. So if you want to have a key into your nechosim, you should plant an ador. As Isaac Rashi, the Marsha brings another pshat that it means tzedakah. If you want to have a tzloch in your nechassim, you should give tzedakah. Or b'chagaklar tapshat, efshir, haroitza sheyetzleich nechassim of meretzah b'nei Torah, that they have nechassim, they have a sach nechassim, they have a cheshvin under their belt, and a kislev, a tevis with a shvat. If you want to have a tzloch in your nechassim, yita ben adar. A person has to realize he wants to be noiteya, you have to be noiteya the adar, richtig. Afterwards, this call as a ray of any koitzer. Oh, but the adar has to be in a tia. The adar has to have in a tia. It's interesting. I just saw the Gemara says in the Gila, in that sugi we spoke before about Isra Malacha on Purim, the Gemara says Rebbe not in a tia but Purim. Rebbe was noita in a tia on Purim. So the Gemara says, it's Isra Malacha. So in the end it says no, he was noiteid on Yedalid. His Purim was a Yedalid and he was noiteid on Tezvav. Oh, but there's a vort over here. Rebbe not in a tiyah b'purim. You have to flance around your Purim. You have to plant it. You have to take Paris out of the Purim, out of the Adar, out of the Purim. And it has to take it even weiter. Rebbe's Purim was on Yudalit, but he was not in a tiyah on Purim of Tesvov. You have to take the Purim and Nutzesois. And interesting, I saw also, the Shem Yishmol writes, why is the Suda Bayoim, we asked before, why is the Suda Bayoim? And B'yoyser, he asks, the minig of Klai Yisrael is that the suit is mamash l'kras soif hayoyim, and we're mamshich it into the next night. We're mamshich it into the next night. The Ramah warned, chotch, roiv of the suit should still be by the day. Oh, but we're mamshich into the night. He says, mishloach monas, we do early in the morning. Matanas l'gyayin, we do early in the morning. And dafka, we go, we do it at the end of the day. So he has a whole uptight, because the yisoid of the suda of Purim, is a suda, gives something a kvias, gives something a chashivas, gives something a kiyam. You have the whole avodas hayom of the whole Purim, of going through the whole day, all the different mitzvahs, all the oiris, the mikra megillah, the mishloach manos, the matanos lavyoinim, the kol ha'poshev yad noisim loy, the tefilas, all the inyanim of the Purim, and then it should blive lakiyum. The way it blives lakiyum is dor chasud. He brings a lot of makayrus of them, what inyan of a suda is. But the suda makes a netzach, makes a kiyum to that Purim. So it has to be at the end. That's the pshat of the Gemara. Suda's Purim she'osa ba'layla. Lo yotzi yidei chayvosoy. The whole point is first durchmach in the arbit noitei zayin apurim macht apurim, and then you have the suda at the end. The emissaries, there's a word from Rav Yonis and Ibishitz. They asked him once, how come taka the suda of Purim continues into the next night by all of the yom tovim? We don't find that it starts the night before and it goes by the day. It doesn't mamshich into the next night. So he answered back. He said, by the Goyim, all the Yom Tovim is fakert. All the Yom Tovim start by the day. There's one Yom Tov they have, the Chagamoyla that they have, it starts in the middle of the night. He says, the Pshat is because that Yom Tov that they have does come from Ayid. That Goyish Yom Tov that they have come from Ayid. And the Yom Tov of Purim, Basmir Ha'ovin, is from a Goy. It's like, that's why Pum, that Yom Tov, they fear the Yiddish way. And we go with the Goyish way, we make it till the next night. Azayat HaGazok. Interesting that it's not so poshut. L'chayr, there's a lot of rayas that Haman was a Yid. Haman was an Eved of Achashverosh. Haman has episode in Aviyid. Amol, we spoke out on Indian. It says, by the two Seudas of Esther, it says that the first Seuda, she said, please come to the Seuda Asher Osisi Loi, that I made for you, to Achashverosh. And the second Seuda is Asher E'eseh Lohem. So Amshad is because she wanted him to get jealous. He didn't get jealous the first time. He wanted to be more. She said, Esalahemi. She was mashva home and tachashverish. But there's a pshat, murder the pshat, azay, azachesh. The first suda, it was a sisi loy. She prepared it before Yontif. These 3 days was during Pesach. And it was during Yontif. So the first suda, she's a sisi loy. She prepared it before Yontif. But on the second suda, she's making it, asher es. She's going to make it on Yontif. She can't cook for achashverish. She's a goy. The eighth word, she says, Asher Eselahem. I'm going to make it for Haman also. Haman is the Chal B'yid. And then already read the Bashir and Ketzach Eitzah. But the Pshat is, that's why the first Suda was a Sisi Loi for Achashverosh, she made it before Pesach. And the second Suda is Asher Eselahem. Because Haman is Takash Tikl Yid. And it's interesting to know also, not only Haman is a Shtikl Yid, if you know a little bit of history, what happened there at the end of the Megillah here, it's Mamash right before the second Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh and Esther have a son, Daryovish, Kairish. And him, as a little child, a 7-year-old, 9-year-old, Machta Cheshbon in the years, he builds the Beis HaMikdash. He's the one that goes and builds the Beis HaMikdash Hashem. And the pastor, he's a Yid. His mother is Esther. And there's a pshat that says, that's why Achashverosh wanted to kill all the Yidin. Vosat Pasir, all of a sudden he changed his mind. He heard who Esther was, he changes his mind. Pshat, he found out his son is a Yid. He found out his son is a Yid. That's why he didn't want to... If you learn good, the Sugi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalid, it's Mavur over there, that the son of Achashverosh and Esther was not a Yid. This Kairish wasn't a Yid. Echet, the Gemara says, like, I'll be the minion of Shonim of a Melech. It says, Melech of Umis Ha'olim, you go from Tishrei, and it says it on him, that you go from Tishrei. And also over there, the Gemara says, he didn't do so good, because he gave Tzedok Amanashi Yechi B'ni. For Tosis, Amanashi Yechi B'ni is a raised Tzad Gomer. So Tosis, that's only by a Yid, not by a Goy. Svei Molin, the Sugi, the Rosh Hashanah, it's always Bekitzer, but it's before there that he wasn't a Yid. Kairish's mother was Esther. There's a Gevaldik, a Chiddush from the Marit Al-Ghazi. The Marit Al-Ghazi says that when the father's a Goy and the mother's a Yid, it's not pasha that the kid is a Yid. It depends how you machanachem. Where the kichadushim? Vima machtem dos is it? And they made him a Persian king. The Bnei Yisrael writes that Chodesh Adar, he brings from the Kisvei Arizal that Chodesh Adar every Chodesh is connected a different Aver of the Rosh. Tishrei is the Gulgoyles, and then there's the Oznayim, the Einayim. Chodesh Adar is the Chaitim. Chodesh Adar is the nose, is the Chush HaReach. And he says that's why we have Esther, who's Hadassah, which is Reach, and we have Mordechai, Mordoror, this week's Parsha. Mordoror, Mordechai is also from the Besomim. And that's why Mordechai, he writes this, he says, Vayizak Zo'oka Gedoy Lo Mora, because Mipnei Sha'akoyl Yofala Besomim, Hatha Gemachta Koyl, because the Koyl is Yofala Besomim. But it's interesting, in the Chet Eitz Hadas, the Adam and Chava made Chatoyim with all of the Chushim. Vateiro Ha'isha, Vatikach, Vatoichal, Vayishma Ushneyan. The only Chush that didn't do a Chet was with the Reich. This is Vaisis and Yonim and them. And that's the thing that Adar has that Koyach. Adar and Elul, that's because the way the Kisvei Arizal explains it, the Tishrei is the Gilgoyles, then there's Tuas 9, Tuas 9, and then Chaitim. And then Nisan and Tul Elul is again the same thing, this is Nekeva. The same as Nochem Avaisleis, Adar is parallel to El, and that's why there's a pasuk. It says in Bereshis, Lule Hismamonu, Lule is Elul, but Lule Hismamonu. If someone was mismameya in Elul, is ki ato shavnu zeh pamoyim. Now you can do tshuva twice. You have two others. Ki Lule Hismamonu. If you lost that, you were mismameya in Elul. Is ki ato shavnu zeh pamoyim. Now you're able to pamoyim. You'll be able to do tshuva. Megillah Nikras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tes Vav, Loi Pachas V'Loi Yoyser. Loi Pachas V'Loi Yoyser. So I saw once a pshat, the whole meaning of Megillah Avada is Hester Ponim. That Abish is with us even in Hester Ponim. So Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tes Vav is 65 altogether, and that's Shem Adnus, that's Hester. Loi Pachas V'Loi Yoyser. Not on Yud Adar, and not on Tes Zayin Adar. Yud and Tezayin is 26. That's Yud Kevavke. And we're saying Megillas Esther is Dafka in Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Aleph Tezvav. Dafka in the days of Hester, not in the days of Nigla. And that's the whole inyan of Megillas Esther. The whole inyan of Megillas Esther is to be Megala the Hester, to realize that even in the Hester, that's the whole inyan of Adol Yoda, that even in the Hester, this Gili is Baruch Shemoy. It says in the Pasuk, La Yehudim Haysa Oira V'Simcha V'Sosin V'Kar Chazal Darshan Oira Zu Toira Simcha Zu Yomtif Sosin Zu Mila Yakar Zu Tefillin. So it's Frektis Vasemas. Let it say, La Yehudim Haysa Toira V'Yomtif V'Tefillin V'Mila V'Tefillin. He says, because they had that. They had the Etzim Toira Yomtif Tefillin and Mila. So it felt in the Pnimius. So it felt the Oira from the Toira. So it felt the Sosin from the Mila. The Yakar from the Tefillin. That's what it felt. That's the void of Purim, to realize that even in the Hester, to have that is galus. I saw a gevaldik taich in Hodor Kibluah. I'll be messiahing with this. Gevaldik taich in the ending of Hodor Kibluah. By Matan Torah, it was Kafaleim Harke Gigas. On the other hand, it was Nasa v'Nishma. So it's a stira. Toises asks the kasha in Shabbos. Toises answers that really it was Nasa v'Nishma. No, he was worried. The Eibishter was worried. Shema Yachzur b'hem Eisha Gedoyla. And because of the Eisha Gedoyla, he had to make a couple of Marka Gigas. Frek develop. So don't make a Eisha Gedoyla, and then you won't need a couple of Marka Gigas. And Vais Tachos is Gegnish, that's a Torah gate with an Eish. Torah gate with an Eish. It has to go with an Eish. Torah gate with a fire. There's a fire. Shem Yachzur b'me'esh ha'gedoyla. You need an asav nishma. We spoke at before. The by Medrash Tanchuma says that's the Torah shebeksav is kavod l'makrikas. Torah shebalpeh is asav nishma. Vayis says that's why Purim is on the Torah shebalpeh. That was the having of the Mishnayos. But I saw a different shot. Interesting. There's a mesha chokma. The mesha chokma when he touches up kavod l'makrikas gigas. When he touches up Harki Gigas, he says that the side of Harki Gigas, it was really the Nasa V'Nishma. He didn't say Nasa V'Nishma. Nor the Hisgalus of the Boire was so stark by Matan Torah, Ki'ilu, they were mamish, the first two dibbers they heard from Hashem, it was Parchu Nishmosam. They saw Boire Oilam, it wasn't Shayach Bechira. Because of the Gevaldike Madrega of Hisgalus, Itaka wasn't Shayach Bechira. So Kavalei and Harki Gigas is the Pshat that they were Mukhrach because of the Hisgalus that they saw. And as I saw in a conscious from Rav Kalevsky Zatzal from Rosh Yeshiva from Baltimore, he says Lefidus Meshach. Ad Kan Devarei Meshach Chochma. But he says Lefidus Meshach Chochma. It's a new teretz first of all to the stira between Kafal Amarka Gigas and Asav Nishma. This time it's Nishkin stira. The Kafal Amarka Gigas. Okay, I mean there was a Gigas, yeah. Aber it was hard. Kafal Amarka Gigas. Aber the pshat is it was so. Avad they said Asav Nishma, but it was so muchrich. It was so obvious. Said Gefelt and Bechira. This his galus was so stark. So it's not a stira. They said there was a Kabbalah of Nasa Minishma. But a Kabbalah, when you it's so obvious, felt in Bechira. So that's the Hodor Kibluah. Everyone talks about what happened, the Hodor Kibluah by Purim. The Hodor Kibluah by Purim has to do with this Nakuda. Dafke because Purim was Mitoy Hester. There was a Gevaldike Hester, they didn't know what was going on. Dafke because it was Hester, that's why they were able to make a Nasa Minishma. The same Nasa Minishma that they had already. Oh, but the Nasanisha that they had then wasn't able to be Bishle Musa because of the Hechrich of the Hizgalus. Bibalt Purim was Mitoich Hester that enabled that the Nasanisha Mishataka be a Kabbalah, Mitoich Bechira. And that's what it means, the Kabbalah Satoira from the Kabbalah Satoira from Purim. Zalman Zoycha Zayn, Tzimakabal Zayn, the Torah, Me'ava.